thought she was above such childish things. She said to me, my truth will never change.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM.
Did you know that Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM has its own app? The Wave Farm radio app, available for both iOS and Android, allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wave Farm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, the installations in the Wave Farm Art Park, and other partner streams. And you can also find us on the Bloomberg Connects app, where you can explore the Wave Farm Art Park installations and the Pomotsitok Wak Kulistok, an indigenous sound walk. Plan your visit and learn more about what Wave Farm has to offer at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in Rhinebeck, Kingston, and Saugerties. Programming includes The Witching Hour, a series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying. Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound rich series, screening in an Atmos Theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties, and a lineup of special programming from Upstate Films Art House and Revival House series. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Philip Grant of Troy, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM. WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
thank you for tuning in to Hometown Canvas on WGXC 90.7 ACRA. I am Bella Grace, your host, and I am here with Kay today. How are you doing, Kay?
Good. How are you?
So I tried to have Kay on a while ago, and we recorded everything, and the audio just didn't work for some reason. It was so glitchy, and I swear it was the best interview ever humanly possible. It was so great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it is so great talking to you always. So yeah, so much has happened since then. Kay's art, I'm just going to give you a rundown real quick. Kay's art is very like ethereal. It's beautiful. It makes you feel like you're on another planet. That's all I can really say. And she has had so much happen since the last time I spoke with her. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, last time we got together, I had just gotten back from my show in Brooklyn, which was like a whole era ago, it feels like.
And what show was that?
I was participating in Fungi 2025, which was the building recently actually burned down, which was like a whole crazy thing that I found out. Yet, like 2 months after the show in Red Hook, the entire gallery space and all the artists lost their like lifelong studios and stuff. It was a tragedy, but like an absolute crazy thing that happened immediately after I got my artwork.
I'm gonna have to look into this.
And then I was recently in Spokane, Washington for Terrain 16, and at the end of that show, the fire alarm got pulled. So it's like, why are people following me around a fire?
Oh,
it's such a weird coincidence. Oh. Oh my god, I don't even know. That odd topic to get into, but yeah,
everything happens in threes. So,
oh, don't say that.
No, it's gonna be a good thing that happens.
Right,
like you keep dodging it. You keep dodging it. So like, you're just. You're on fire. You're on fire. You're too hot.
Oh, thank you. I hope so.
But yeah, oh my god, the Fungi show burned down. That's crazy.
Yeah, and they just put in like a new installation, and they had like a group space of many artist studios, and there was a bunch of stores. I think it started in like not exactly the art space, but in an adjacent studio space, and they're like raising money for it now, and they're like trying to get back on their feet. But it was absolutely a crazy event to happen immediately after.
Oh my god! Well, at least you got your artwork out, and I mean, did the show go good?
The show went beautifully. Great. It was like such an incredible experience. All the artists were so talented. I ended up being able to see just the inspiration being drawn from that place was so incredible. But yeah, hopefully they get back on their feet in the near future.
So now that we're, you know, Fungi, you're talking about Fungi. So how, I mean, looking at your artwork, a lot of it reminds me of mushrooms.
It is a lot of mushroom themes.
So tell me a little bit about that. What inspires you about mushrooms?
So I tend to view, just kind of like the journey throughout life as kind of, an evolution, but like a sense of being eaten alive and then rebirthed over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's like an internal process, but also something I very, very often see externally, like whether it be politics or just, you know, media or whatever, everything is just kind of like decaying and then becoming a more beautiful thing and then pointing out the problems, decaying again and then like doing it again. So it's just kind of an expression of that in a pretty way.
Do you feel like your body is being consumed right now by moss? Are you feeling decay? Are you in the decaying mood? I feel like November's a really, really good time to just kind of lay in the forest and rot.
Absolutely. Take a step back. That's actually a lot of what I'm doing right now, just kind of taking a step back and trying to focus on the work because it's been a very busy year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gorgeous.
Tell me a little bit more. I mean, you went to Spokane, and like, what did you do there? What were you showing?
I was showing actually two of my most popular pieces, Celestial Touch, which is like glowing orange hands with like orbs between them, and then Mycelial Spirit, which is like a very pink mushroom lady with mushrooms growing out of her face in certain areas and stuff. And that one I had done last year, and I cannot believe how well that has been like accepted by people. Like, obviously it's something I'm really proud of, but like for it to be so like appreciated by the people who look at it is just like such a beautiful feeling.
Right. I mean, I'm looking at Kay's work right now, as you know, I feel like everybody at home should be. So if you want to take a look, you can find her at Artsy, like A-R-T-S-Y underscore K-A-E. And she posts, obviously, all of her work. Very, so beautiful, the one she is talking about. It's honestly so gorgeous, so glowy. When she says glowy, she means glowy. It's so neon and it's just so beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. I really have a huge thing about color. I think I feel really sad about all the gray and black cars I see, all the millennial gray buildings. Color needs to come back. I really need a more Tannersville vibe, painted village in the sky.
Right? I feel like the colors really give us our personality, and it's a way for us to really show who we are.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I've been traveling a lot lately, and it is very noticeable what towns do still have that colorful flair. Like you said, Tannersville. I think that's a great example. But I'm surprised by Catskill and kind of Hudson that we're not a little more colorful.
Yeah, I think that we're in a weird cross section between deciding what we're going to do, whether really get into the uniqueness that the town started off with, or adapt to contemporary, very industrial looking times, you know, the hipster burger place.
Yes, yes. The McDonald's turning gray after having a playhouse.
Tragic.
Tragic.
Absolutely tragic. I cannot. These kids.
Tragedy of the 21st century. No, and I feel like in artwork too, it's the same kind of trend. Really the trend's happening all over the place, because I'm seeing a lot of abstract work that's just very gray.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is beautiful. I appreciate the time that people put into it, but I don't know how it makes me feel. It makes me feel weird.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do think that there is, you know, the saying, art is supposed to make you feel something, disturb the undisturbed.
Yeah, and exactly.
Bring comfort to the disturbed. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody's in a little bit of a tragic way right now, you know? I can understand why people are sticking to the palace that they are, but to change the dynamics that are at hand right now, you kind of have to tap into something a little bit more hopeful.
Exactly, yeah. And I feel like, yeah, exactly what you're saying. I feel like there really needs to be a connection between how we interact with the natural world and the colors that it gives to us. And kind of everything that's going on right now. I think, you know, we're seeing a large turn into something that feels more frightening than hopeful.
That is an absolute fact. But if you lose the hope, then we're not going to fight the fight the way we need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's and the hope keeps it from getting to, oh, what's a good word? Not necessarily violent, but the conflict raising too hard. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't think that people wearing the Halloween costumes to protest and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a very, very solid way of challenging the way that we have challenged things before.
Yeah.
And I think that artwork is kind of doing the same thing, where we're realizing if we just focus on the downfalls and succumb to what our previous actions have been, then we're just going to repeat the same cycle. So we're getting into a mode where we're doing things differently, I think. So I have a lot of hope, but also I do have a lot of awareness of the darkness that's going on.
Of course. And I feel like the hope really kind of comes through on your work, of course. With the colors and
thank you so much.
The glow. And I mean, you can really see that. And I feel like there's a lot of people locally that have a lot of hope. And I feel like I can see that in their work too. A lot of people that we've had on the show, also work in bright colors. Sometimes I feel like we are in a bit of a bubble here.
Yeah.
So it might be easier for us to have that hope and to spread that hope. So I'm hoping that it's a little contagious.
Yeah, I can definitely see the way that we can ignore things that are happening. It's a very, very easy thing to just turn the other way and turn the other cheek in a negative way. And I think, especially in the media, if you are involved in activism or anything, you're seeing it all the time. It is constantly mm-hmm. being force-fed to you. And it's good to be aware of, but there's got to be some lightness. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do things effectively.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's why it's so important that we as a community just keep coming together in the ways that we can. Because it is really sad to see online how hateful everything feels.
Yeah, for sure.
So separated. But that's why we create.
Yeah, and like maintaining that openness to everything with limitations.
Of course.
But being open to like all experiences and accepting of all people, I really think, especially from when I was younger, there's been much more of that locally. And it's beautiful to see. And I really hope that that's something that is not just happening here. I hope that more places are being more accepting of all kinds of people and all sorts of lifestyles and things like that. Because what else is there? You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if we don't have self-expression, what do we really have? Do we really all just want to be the same?
There's a reason I don't talk to myself all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Although...
Sometimes it's fun to talk to yourself all day. I don't know.
I do be talking to myself, but yeah. Like, it's not like I'm sitting in a hovel, like, just like reflecting constantly, which, you know, if that's your bread and butter, that's your bread and butter, but
it might not be healthy.
No, exactly.
Maybe get a therapist. I don't know.
But where are you supposed to grow if you're sitting by yourself all day?
Exactly. That is such a good point. And I feel like I have 100 things to actually say to that.
Please, I want to hear all of it.
No, I always think about when people break up with each other and they're like, oh, well, I just need space to figure myself out. But how can you really figure yourself out if nobody's checking mm-hmm. you all? Like if nobody's checking your bad behavior.
And if you're not getting triggered, like, oh, that does bother me. Why does that bother
you're
me?
You're not taking that look inward. Yeah. But that's a whole other topic.
It is. And I think that like can really be reflected in friendships too.
Yeah.
Like if you're surrounded by yes men, who can you trust?
Exactly.
I've been having a lot of conversations about that recently, actually.
Tell me more.
Oh my goodness. I just feel like everything has been so commodified, like including friendships, mm-hmm. where it's just showing up in like the good times or just like it during the easy times instead of being like, hey, I need to have a hard conversation with you.
Facts.
You know, like it's so much easier to have, at least in how I think it's like treated now. It's so much easier to have like a longstanding like resentment towards your friend instead of having a 15 minute hard conversation.
Yeah. Like people like. It's one thing to hold things in because you want to not let it bother you. It's another thing when somebody is just like repeatedly like holding resentment time and time again and they don't say anything, mm-hmm. not a single word.
No, for real.
And then the explosion is never.
Never fun.
Never.
And sometimes it's an implosion where everything's really silent and like it's just, oh, that kind of blew up, but like I didn't feel it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, and it's like a silent goodbye.
Exactly. Like, oh, I didn't realize I would never see you again.
Yeah. Like, which it's like, cool. That's fine.
Right. Like, that's how it has to go. That's how it has to go. But I wish we could have like talked about it. We could have grown together instead of like.
Or like when people one-sided fight themselves, then I'm like, what's going on?
For real. Like the amount of fights that people start with themselves but like project it onto another person is like.
Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that happens so often, especially as like women. It happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to maintain.
I love how, like, talking about artwork, you end up in so many branches.
Right? I know. I was just thinking that. I started trailing because I was like, how did we get here?
Right. I had no idea what we were originally talking about besides artwork. But, like, it's so intersectional and just, like, touches everything.
And I feel like, okay, so, I mean, that brings me to a good point. How did you feel? Did you feel uplifted by your friends, family, community in these new endeavors?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
I feel like my friends and family have been my biggest supporters since day one. Like,
perfect.
Even when they questioned my decision making.
Yes. Okay.
You know, being immature and doing like nonsense, mm-hmm. as we all do. Like, I haven't always made like 100% positive decisions, but they've always been like, you know what? If that's what you need to do, then that's what you need to do, and we support you.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's all you can really ask for, right?
And they would still give me the criticisms, which is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And like, that's
they would
helpful.
Still tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need a yes man.
Mm-mm. I don't like yes men.
No. Because, like, if you can't tell me one little something.
And at a certain point, it's manipulation.
Yeah. And do it in a nice way, though. People take advantage of that, though, and they do it in mean ways. Mm-hmm. They can't be doing that.
I do think that we experience, like, a huge dichotomy between, like, social media and just, like, being online and being in person, where people are super withdrawn in person and will not have the backbone to say what they actually think. But as soon as they step online behind a tag, like, they'll have whatever opinion they feel like without any kind of accountability to that.
Exactly. And I don't really know what happens in people's brains to make it them feel like it's okay to do it online.
I have no idea. Like I'm up for criticism online, but like there's a point where the respect for a fellow human is lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again, limitations. There's like excess, like super outlier situations, but like I don't understand like the basic human decency not being there once we're in the cloud. Like,
no, once we're in the literal cloud, not the cloud. Yeah. Like, I mean, you can go on any TikTok right now. Like, anybody can open their phone up right now, unless you're driving. Don't, and you're listening to this while you're driving. Don't do that. But like, you could literally open TikTok, look at the comments of any video, literally any video, mm-hmm. and somebody's going to be like, I don't like this. Or like when you go on, I saw a recipe video of bean soup and somebody's like, what if I don't like beans?
Oh my God.
Scroll.
That nonsense drives me nuts. Like, I can't tell if it's like satire or not anymore. Like I don't know.
Somebody called it what about me syndrome. And I'm like, that's so true. Like if somebody doesn't perceive your art a certain way, like obviously we always talk about it's always up to perception. Like one person could really hate it and their critiques, you know, mm-hmm. depending on what they are valid.
Yeah.
And you know, but like the idea that everything is supposed to tailor towards each individual mm-hmm. is crazy.
It's nuts. It doesn't make sense. There's too many people.
No, like imagine walking into the Met and being like, man, I really don't like the way that they made this.
Can like, imagine walking into the Met and being like, I wish I had a petting zoo right now.
Like, what?
Why are you here?
No, why are you here?
Like, clearly this isn't meant for you. And there are things that are meant for you. Exactly. Like, that's the crazy thing. You're putting yourself in a space where there's nothing for you.
Exactly. And then leaving a mean comment.
Yeah, like, for no reason.
Like, you could just tap out.
You could just not.
You could just not.
Right? Like, you could just, like, go do something that you enjoy or consume something that you enjoy.
Exactly. Or why don't you go make art?
Yeah.
Or you go do this, make bean soup.
Oh, my God. Like, I'd like to see you do the same thing I do attitude.
Yes. like under artist posts. This is so easy. I could do this at home. Then do, like, okay, yeah.
Show me. I would like to see evidence. Actually, I'll bring out a canvas right now. No, I'd love to see it.
No, literally. Like, let me see it. Or ChatGPT, dude. Ooh,
I hate AI with my. Can I tell you? I refuse to use any kind of AI it's whatsoever.
So bad. Like, it's so bad.
Google keeps trying to press me with Gemini, and it's like, no, I like horoscopes, but not that one.
No, literally. No, literally.
And Gemini, that's the one you're gonna go with. Exactly. No hate to Geminis, but y'all know.
Two-faced. like the AI is lying to me, and or like when Google gives you, you look up something, and it gives you the AI overview. Mm-hmm. Why is it incorrect each time, though?
Every single time. Like, I don't understand.
Like, I don't want this. Give me an article written by a human.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people on there online trying to sell AI art. Or if you go to craft fairs nowadays,
it's all nonsense.
It's all like AliExpress AI art generated.
Timu nonsense.
What happened to craft fairs?
I know. I can't.
Like, the holidays are coming up, guys. The craft fairs are going to be out.
Can I tell you, I'm refusing to buy from Amazon for this holiday season. Refusing. I'm not listening to Mariah Carey either.
No, exactly. That was Sephora thing. That was crazy. Mm-mm. That was crazy.
The way I gasped when I saw that.
Okay. It's giving Hunger Games, low-key.
The way that I look at the Grammys and it's like, I can't. I cannot.
Like, your dress costs some, like, there are people that are homeless. There are 42 million people cannot afford food right now,
mm-hmm.
and do not have food.
SNAP benefits going away. Like, there's so many things, and you guys are like parading yourselves like you're golden cows. Like, I cannot.
Crazy.
It is ridiculous.
But I don't know. Christmas canceled, to be honest.
the homemade spirit of gifts? Christmas, I'm with it. I'm right? with like doing like homemade crafts. I'm down with like making homemade cookies.
Exactly.
Hanging out with your family instead of going shopping excessively. Exactly.
Real. Making the crafts with your family. Mm-hmm. Making the crafts with your family and then putting them up around the house as decoration so that you don't have to keep buying ornaments and lights and whatever nonsense.
No, for real. Literally driving around seeing the lights. Just spend time with your family this holiday,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, guys, this is just... This is
save your money.
This is a PSA. Please hang out with your family like, this holiday season.
Yeah,
love your friends. Make cookies together.
Get under that mistletoe. Like do get anything under, else. Get under that mistletoe.
Yeah. Do not. I can't tell you what to do, but all I can say is that Amazon does not need your money this holiday season.
All I can say is the wrong Amazon is burning.
Real.
Right. Like the
mic dropped.
Can't. Sorry, feed maybe the that's artists. Not good to say, but like
feed I the artists. Like we have guys, we have so many local artists in town, in Catskill, in Hudson, in Rhinebeck, in Red Hook, in Tannersville, in Cobe, everywhere, all the places. Local craft fairs are where it's at.
And so many artists are so willing to work with you. Like,
yeah.
Not even like in terms of like, oh, we would love your commissions. We would love you to buy our work. But just in terms of like, hey, I'd really like a painting of this, but I can't quite afford mm-hmm. your prices. I would love if someone were to reach out to me like, hey, I'm in a place with whatever yes. is going on and I'd really like to commission one of your paintings. I'll yes. work something out with you.
Exactly.
Like, I don't care.
Exactly. And like, it is very intimidating to buy from local artists sometimes. Like, I totally get it. Sometimes when, you know, walking through, like, Farm and Flea, it is very intimidating because some of the prices are really high.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like things aren't meant for you sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's totally okay. There's no shame in that. But that's why it's so important to just, you know, ask the artist sometimes. Sometimes there are things that they can do and work with you on. Kay, obviously. I mean, there's so many things that you can do this holiday season to, you know, make something special for your loved ones. Or, like, my favorite is, like, getting a book. Mm-hmm. We're across from the bookstore right now, so that's why I'm thinking about it.
Can't go wrong with a book.
Right? You get a book. And, like a used book is the better.
Even if it's a book that you've already read, but you yes. know a family member will really like.
Yes. And then you write like a little note inside, like a little like cute, you know what I'm saying?
I'm notorious for writing notes in all yes. of my books. So maybe I couldn't do that. But okay, like if yes. you're not a okay, note taker. Yes. Oh my God.
But like a cute little message. I don't know. My favorite is I know that my family really. There's a dog upstairs.
We love dogs.
Oh my God. It scared me. Sorry guys. Like buying local artists stuff during the holidays is always just the best, and they always put like a cute little something in there.
And
I feel like
a majority of artists can like relate to the space that you're probably
yes.
in.
Yes,
you know what
we're
I mean.
All broke.
I can definitely relate.
Like I mean,
especially right now, like the top 2%, like 75 people control the wealth. So it's like
exactly.
I get it. Like, please reach out to me if you want a painting. I will make it work for you.
Nope.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I'd really like to think that more artists around here have the same wavelength.
Exactly. And I mean, you got to think, like, the artist is poor, you're poor, you're both,
right? Like we both deserve to be compensated.
You can bargain.
For our work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe one of you buys the other one soup.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Make sandwiches. Do something.
Exactly. You make me a sandwich, I'll make you a piece of art. I think that could work. No. Like,
that would work.
That would work
for me.
That would work.
Lunch? Oh. Question mark?
Right.
Yep, I'm down.
Oh, that is such a cute dog. Wow.
Oh, what a cute pup.
Sorry. We all get distracted for dogs, I hope. As one can should. Hope. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking at some of your work right now. I love the neons. The neons are really great.
I'm really into like a neon blue phase. I don't know yeah. what is going on with me, but maybe it's because I'm a little blue with everything going on.
I feel
on,
like your aura is kind of, I feel like your aura is kind of like this color. It's okay. I'll describe the color. It is like a dark indigo bluish color, with some highlights on it. Yeah. That's,
oh, thank you.
That feels like what you got going on.
I definitely align with that color a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like I accidentally wear that color and mm-hmm. just like it ends up always being there. So
do you feel like, I mean, your work, obviously, like, you have a style, like, down pat for yourself. Like, you, it feels like you know yourself through your work. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it started. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness.
Like, did you, like, how much of your expression is through here?
Every single emotion I have ever felt for the last 25 years is in my artwork. Oh my goodness.
Yes. I mean, that's a lot of heart and soul poured into there.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. It has been my entire endeavor. Like, if purposes are real, like, artwork is, mm-hmm. has been mine since I was, like, a little kid.
Yes.
Like, I think we talked about this last time. My mom's a painter and my dad's mm-hmm. a musician. So it's, yes. like, born and raised with it. And it's like, thankfully, my parents gave me the support to fully pursue it the way that, like, I really wish, like, they had the opportunity to. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I could only imagine growing up in Catskill in, like, the 80s and 90s and trying to get into the art way and, like,
yeah,
no social media. Not that social media has, like, necessarily helped me super a lot, but, like, it makes everything so much more accessible. Yeah. You find out about events so easily, like,
yeah.
So, like, being able to, like, I don't know, pay homage to, like, who my family is and, like, I feel like my artwork is actually really inspired by my mom mm-hmm. and dad. You know, like, if you were to look at my mom's paintings, there's, like, a definitely a similar motif, and just because mm-hmm. my house was covered in her paintings. And then I feel like my dad's music is kind of like an odd reflection of how I feel about a lot of things when I was listening to it a lot. So, yeah, it's an interesting way.
That's so beautiful. I mean, do you and your parents talk a lot about your work and their work?
My parents love to hear about whatever nonsense I have going on. So,
cute.
And everything loops back to the artwork. Like, even if I'm cute. Talking about, like, my social life mm-hmm. or my music tastes or any kind of other nonsense, it always loops back to, oh, so the business is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And they always yeah. want to hear it. And they try to maintain their creativity. Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely peep the effort. But, you know, like, different life states and doing different things. They have kids and I am one of them, so.
Of course. So there's always that.
There is always that.
So also, okay, your artwork was shown in Times Square on the big screens when they show all of the artist's work. How was that? Because that was crazy to even watch.
It was surreal. And mm-hmm. at the day that it was happening, I was on my very first flight out to Washington State. So it was like, not only was I like on the billboards and like doing that, but also I was taking my first flights. And then it went from taking my first flight to, oh, I've taken 15 flights in the last 2 months. And then it's just been like a roller coaster
so
of
crazy.
Nonsense ever since.
Okay, wait. Okay, so how many places did you go to? Like, where did you go and what did you do?
So I had like so many layovers. I had a layover in Las Vegas. So I went to a casino for a second, and I had a layover in, oh, where the hell? Like Dallas, and just a bunch of crazy places. So I made it a point to like have some Tex-Mex in Texas mm-hmm. and just like do a little activity in each place. And then it was just so surreal. I don't even know where to go with it.
Were you alone? Were you with family?
No, I was alone. It was my first,
that's
first adventure.
Sick.
It was daunting. It was
oh
a whole
thing. Oh, my God.
Thing.
No, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. No, that's like, what an incredible whirlwind. Like,
I don't even know, like, what to say. It doesn't feel real still.
No.
It feels like it was, like, a giant dream. Like, oh, my God. Now I went from, like, only having been in, like, New York and New Jersey mm-hmm. and Massachusetts to, oh, now I've been across the country and I've been to, like, so many different spaces.
Yeah.
And I took a day to, like, screw around in Idaho and just go check out, like, different lakes and rivers. It was just such a, like...
Idaho looks so cool. I'm not gonna lie. Like, Idaho looks really cool.
It's nuts. And the craziest thing was when I was crossing the border from Washington to Idaho, the instant change in smell from like fresh air to hay was ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Tell you, I went to a place called Tubbs Hill and I found like this beautiful like little nook of water, and I got to like draw the scenery and like dip my feet in the water and like do all these things. But it was like, oh my God, there's like, it's only beautiful here.
That's
like, that's
so
it.
Cool.
It was so nice. So nice. I'm so grateful to have had that experience now.
Do you plan on doing any like residencies anywhere? Or
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right?
I think that's like the next thing on my checklist.
Where would be like your number one place you want to go?
I'm always caught between like Paris and Italy. Like, I would mm-hmm. definitely like two different kinds of masters, but like,
yeah,
because it's always been like a goal of mine to like go and see the Louvre and like just perceive it, like, and just be with it for like a day.
Yeah.
I could probably get lost in there for a week. Let me not like play like I wouldn't just like sit in front of a painting for 4 hours.
You can't steal anything though.
No. Hands off.
The things have already been stolen.
Exactly. Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? They just got out just like that.
Exactly.
Anyway, I mean, the security's not bad. Maybe you could sneak in, free ticket.
Right. Like sleepover.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they used to do at the old high school.
Right. Sleepover at the Louvre.
Right.
I love that.
But then Italy calls my name because my mom's side of the family is from Italy, and you know, Sistine Chapel and seeing all of that. Like, oh my God, so many bucket list items I still have to check off. But we're working on it, that's for sure.
You are getting there. I mean, I don't know. I'm just like so proud of you. It's just so crazy that like the first time we talked a few months ago, you were like, yeah, I'm going on like these few little excursions and like all of these like insanely big, crazy things have happened.
I know. It really is just like a giant snowball. Like, mm-hmm. Thank God. And there was like a hot minute where like there was nothing really happening. Like it felt like a lot of really small steps that weren't going to like really benefit me. But like the longer that you are, that you stick with it and you're persistent and you, mm-hmm. you know, the perseverance is truly everything.
What was your like your process into that perseverance? Like, how did you get here?
Just stop saying no. Honestly, literally, like, anything that you find and it's like, oh, that's interesting, just say yes to it.
Okay.
Just, like, go and do it. Because, like, the worst that can happen is you get told no.
Were people coming to you or were you going to them?
Oh, I'm going to them.
Oh.
Every single time.
Okay, yeah.
No,
okay,
I'm,
yes.
I'm chasing this. This is a dream.
Okay, yes.
Like, it's kind of started to shift into a different kind of system where people are starting to ask me questions and, like, oddness, and I'm starting to get to know people in, like, more of a intimate way, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, just like, we're not just professional acquaintances, like now we're friends, and now we're getting
yes.
to a point where it's
okay,
like
then.
Oh, I have an opportunity for you, and it's like, oh my God,
oh, that's so great.
Oh, thank you so
no,
much.
No, because that's the best way to like have things. You're
no, for sure. This past month on October 12th and 13th, I was doing Hudson Open Studios.
You were?
I was.
Oh, I wanted to go to that so bad.
Oh my God,
I wish I would have known you were there.
You and I need to like get in touch
know,
more
yes.
often.
Right?
We were talking about this before the show. Like, we need to start like getting copies
exactly.
and like doing some stuff.
No, yeah, we connect. Community is right here
for sure. It's just a matter of preserving it. Once
exactly.
you find it. Right, but
if only we had more time and we didn't have to work all the time and we could live our lives. And
imagine if you like didn't have to like eat or sleep. Like, that's what I like the majority of my stolen time, I feel like. It's like, if I didn't have to sleep, man.
Exactly. If I could just stay, if I could stay up for 2 days straight and mm-hmm. then maybe sleep for like a few hours.
Or if I could just have like the remote from Click and just like
yes.
pause for like, you know how many series I would bust out in
oh
like,
yeah.
Oh my God. If I could just focus on painting for a couple weeks.
No, literally. If I could just focus on literally any project mm-hmm. and get it completed.
Mm-hmm. Oh
my could God. Not finish. Like, if I could just like start something and actually finish it and not just like halfway go.
Yeah. Get burnout halfway through because you also are dealing with 1,000
yes.
other things. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And then I can't even imagine if you like have kids, like especially now.
Oh my god, you don't even have a minute to like breathe.
That's for sure. And I love kids, but like, holy crap, that's a loaded job. That's probably like the hardest job
it
ever.
Really is. It really is,
being like a mom or dad.
Oh my God,
most difficult job I could imagine.
No, exactly. Especially being like a stay-at-home mom, you have to you're expected to cook, clean, take care of everybody.
Props to all the stay-at-home moms listening to our show.
Exactly.
Like, oh my God.
And double props to the stay-at-home moms who are artists, because that's rough. A
mm-hmm.
baby in the paint, no way.
Oh my goodness. I did see this cute little craft where people took like paper and paint and put it in a Ziploc bag, so it's like finger painting without making the absolute mess. So that's my little tip for for fun crafts for artists.
I love seeing craft videos, I'm not gonna lie. And it's like, that's art.
Mm-hmm.
Crafts
it is.
Are art.
They are. I do think, oh my God, I studied this in school for a little bit, where like the crafts are kind of demeaned because it's like woman's work. and not considered a true art form. And it's like, no, that's like a truer art form than I could. That's like actually the original form of artwork.
They always want to diminish what women do.
Right. Like cave paintings that came after the clothing that was made.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Like. We can make art. How dare they?
We can make art and take care of kids and do all the
exactly.
things.
Exactly. We can do all the things. People. It's hard, but we get the job done.
Mm-hmm. What else are you going to do?
What's the Reba theme song? It's about being a strong woman. It's about being a strong woman.
I haven't seen Reba in forever. Oh, my God.
Throwback to Reba. No, but I don't know. It's... Now I'm thinking about cave paintings. Learning about cave paintings in school was low-key so fun.
So much fun.
But I, you know.
And it's one of those things where it's like, it shows that people haven't really changed. Like the graffiti in Pompeii, it was like, Max was here. Like
literally, and it's so funny because like humans really are just humans at the end of the day. And like, we're all just, I bet we all want to just sit home and make art.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sad that we can't.
Creating is a behavior.
It is.
It is a human behavior as much as it is like breathing or drinking water. Like,
and everybody does it in some form. Like, I don't even care. Like, you could be a plumber. You laying that pipe in that fashion, that's art.
No, exactly.
Don't giggle at me.
Making ramen and adding that extra little bit of pepper.
Like, you put the packet in and then you added another spice. You just did that, artist.
Right? You just got creative.
You got a diva.
Exactly.
Like, everything is art. Everybody, snap out of it, guys. Mm-hmm. Everything is art.
Makeup.
That's art.
Like architecture.
I love when people do, like, really intricate, like, face makeup and then they put, like, the makeup wipe on their face and then they preserve it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so interesting.
You and I have the same for you page.
We do. I'll see things you like and I'm like, oh, yeah.
We're going to have to start, like, a text chain of like, nonstop TikToks or whatever.
Exactly. You have to send me cool art because all my cool art's on Pinterest and I...
Will do.
I can never tell if it's AI art on Pinterest.
It's so difficult.
And then I'm like...
I can't believe like 3 months ago I could clearly tell what was AI. And now there's like... What was it? Rabbits jumping on trampolines. And I got caught.
No, literally. I totally... saw that one too. And I was like, that's kind of cute. Wait.
It totally got me for like a solid couple minutes.
And they had multiple ones. There was like rabbits. Then there was like a raccoon one. And then I was like, oh, this is getting bad. Like I'm... And I don't know if it's to make us... question everything or because I'm questioning everything now.
I've been questioning everything.
No, for real.
But, right?
No, like, for real.
I do also feel like if you're a creative mind, you're gonna see through like the nonsense really quick. So it's like
yeah,
I think everybody's on the same page. If we've been questioning everything and we don't know the actuality of what's going on.
No,
but,
and we don't even like, what do we do about it? I don't even know what to do about it. We create through it.
I think that's the hardest part with everything right now, where it's like, what do we do without like causing craziness? You
exactly
know what I mean? Like,
do we cause craziness?
Exactly.
Anyway, just kidding.
Well, I don't even mean craziness as in like a negative thing, but just in terms of like,
yeah, it's just chaos.
Yeah, like what if I were to just go and like talk to random people at the courthouse on my days? You could cause like have interesting conversations, right?
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. But I feel like I feel like as humans, we should be doing things to that extent though. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like because we're on our phones all the time and like we're now bred to like not interact with people, that like stuff like that is weird. Like we always judge like the people walking around on the sidewalks talking to themselves. Granted, yes, they probably have mental health concerns, but that's none of our business. But like that could be us. Like that, like
very easily.
That could very easily be you or me. And I don't know. I feel like
all you need is one accident for something like that to happen.
Exactly.
To you.
And I feel like we have to kind of like give those people an opportunity too, and like see how maybe like, it's like not that crazy to be acting like that.
Everyone is so much closer to that lifestyle than they realize, than they will ever be close to being like a billionaire or Elon Musk or any of these people. Like,
and it's crazy that we're taught to like chase after monetary gain when like we could be just as happy being poor, but like also doing like things we love, like art. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like if I was just comfortable and could do art, then there's not much more to need or to want.
Right?
Like, you'd be happy with it.
And I think that speaking on that as an artist is really, really important, whether that be with your work or while you're talking about your work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that you're going to be left unaffected in some way, shape, or form, or that mm-hmm. it's not going to be part of the conversation at some point.
Yeah.
You know, and maintaining that creativity and pursuing that endeavor with the passion that you truly have for mm-hmm. it, like not letting yourself like go to work every day, go home, go to sleep and repeat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a cycle that a lot of us get stuck in, because it's like, I know that I will be so burnt out after work that I'll sit there on my couch and I'll be looking at my easel with mm-hmm. a painting on it. Like all of my materials are there. I can't push myself to do it because there's a part of me that doesn't have that hope. And it's like, why am I trying?
Right. Like if you're always fighting for security, yeah. like it's very, very hard to come home and be able to continue exactly. being a person. And that's kind of what right? they are trying to... The big they.
They, I know. we know who what they is, but
maybe not specifically who, but we know what their goals are.
We know what the this they is. Yeah,
right. Like,
but yeah, it's to like, because when you get stuck in that cycle, like, because like when you break out of that cycle and you actually start doing the things you love, mm-hmm. even if it's just for like a little bit, your mind does change. But when you're stuck in the cycle of, I have to work, I have to take care of my family, I have to like go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
that's all survival mode, like you said. And there's no joy. There's like no joy.
That's true. And there's so many layers to it, but like you have to take accountability for still doing those things.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just let days and weeks slip by. Like I fell into that for a hot minute yeah. where I was just focused on going to work and coming home to my relationship all the time, and then mm-hmm. you know, like trying not to be stressed out. But the moment that I like took the accountability to take the 5 minutes to do a little sketch of a ladybug, you know, and you start yeah. off really, really small, so that, oh, it's not work anymore to paint, it's not me trying to like
yeah.
make myself do this, it's just like a natural habit now.
Yeah.
And it's coming out of the mindset of, oh, this needs to be something, this needs to be like yeah. something to purchase,
yeah,
this needs to be an absolute success. You can just enjoy making the stuff.
That's and that's exactly what I feel like the problem is that we're all trying to make money, so we've all tried to commodify the things that make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try to commodify like doing art or really any task that makes you happy, you're losing joy in it because you're trying to strive for that perfection that's going to make you the most amount of money.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know.
And then on top of that, it's so hard to like be a sustainable selling artist. So it's like, not only are you doing all this work, and then it kind of doesn't pay off at a certain point unless you're really, really mm-hmm. like in the scene, you know? And yeah. if you're just starting out, like just trying to get into like making the stuff, it's just, it's a daunting task.
It really is. And it's scary to try and build a community when you're just starting off. Like, mm-hmm. especially if you're not confident in your work, trying to build a community or build anything.
We have people outside the window.
Sorry.
And cute dogs. More cute dogs.
Yeah. We'll put it on the dogs. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I was saying, but
we got lost in the sauce.
We did get lost. There was, yeah, that somebody just stopped right in front of the window. I'm so sorry. Lost my whole train of thought. But yeah, it's just really sad when I feel like we don't have time to create.
Mm-hmm. Everything's getting too commodified.
Yeah.
You know, like,
what part of me can I sell?
Exactly. As a entity, as your attention is commodified.
Yes.
Everybody's like money grabbing your eyes, your eyeballs.
Commercials are back. Commercials are back.
Right? Like every hour of your life is what everybody's trying to buy at this point.
Exactly. You switched to streaming services because you didn't want commercials. Guess what? Now you have to pay
commercials.
Now you have commercials, and now you have to pay $10 extra if you don't want commercials. So your subscription just went up by $10 because you don't want commercials.
I use free YouTube. I don't know.
Like
I can't. I cannot justify like no. paying for these streaming services at this point.
It's crazy.
Every now and again, I'll turn back on my Hulu, but like right? that's really like I turn that off.
Exactly. You know? This is why I buy real media. Mm-hmm. Go to like the book fairs, and then I just buy all of the like DVDs that I don't have. Like, the apocalypse comes, I'll figure out how to make electricity.
My CDs will still work if the apocalypse comes.
Exactly.
I've taken good care of those.
In the battery operated little like things. Bring those back. Bring those back. Or like the little movie recorder thing, the movie watcher things that were battery operated.
Mm-hmm. So many things need to come back. Although we're getting really retro now, so like maybe.
I know.
Maybe.
I like the retro.
I do too.
I have an iPod.
I'm thinking about getting a flip phone.
Yeah, like, a flip phone. Or they've got this thing called a jelly phone, I think. we'll have to talk about that. It's very cute. It's tiny. It's like a flip phone.
That's cute.
It does nothing, basically. But
I miss being able to like aggressively hang up on people.
Oh, yes,
it's not satisfying to hang up on people anymore.
No. I want to aggressively slam it shut.
Right? Like these scam callers, I want
to... Right? I want to be able to record my ringtone.
Yeah. Oh my... I remember recording the radio in my mom's car, like... And then hearing the static in my ringtone.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Which, and then it would play out loud in the grocery store and you'd be like, oh my God, is that me?
It's a rare aesthetic.
Literally. If you're listening to this right now and you have a flip phone, you are obligated to record this.
Also, like, you are so much cooler than everybody else.
You
are. Flip phone.
You are.
If you've maintained a flip phone since smartphones came out, you're even cooler. You just got mega brownie points.
No, yeah, exactly. I saw one of them. They have like, it's not a flip phone, but it's like a cat phone. And it's basically indestructible and it has maps on it.
Bring back Nokia.
Yeah, bring back Nokia. No, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we're just, you know, stuck in a rut here. But I feel like we can't give money to big corporations right now.
Mm-mm. It's too important. There's so many things that we're...
Yeah.
Although it only takes 3.5% of the population to actually affect change in terms of activism and stuff. So
y'all
I
hear
really
that?
See that 3.5.
All two of you listening.
3.5%.
That's not a lot. That's not a lot. You mm-hmm. can go without Starbucks for a week. I promise.
Starbucks.
I promise.
No more Starbucks. No more Target.
It's so expensive.
Go for a walk.
It's literally $6 for a drink.
Literally go hug a tree.
Go
it's
hug
free.
A tree. Go hug a tree. Go support a local artist.
Right. Go to Olana. Go to Thomas Cole House.
Oh my
go
God.
Go check out. Go support
our
community.
Our local community events are so beautiful. And you can really make some friends there.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed, though, I've been thinking about this a lot because I know a lot of people in the community board fight about like locals who were here mm-hmm. versus the new people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I've identified the problem. It's that the communities aren't merging in the way that they should. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
We have the older community here who are like, this is our community. And then we have the new community who's coming in, but they're not like integrating themselves into the old community. They're like bringing their friends here from their old communities and then just starting their own community here.
I feel like a lot of my conversations, it's like, oh, you're from here? You're born and raised around here? I haven't met a single person who's born and raised around
here. That's the same exact thing I get every time. And mm-hmm. they're like, I feel like a tour guide when
no, for real. Like, I'm not telling you all my nooks and crannies.
No,
like,
literally.
The swimming like, holes, the different...
No, for
like,
real.
Mind your business.
No, because the amount of people who have asked me about swimming holes, guys, stop it.
Marble Rock just got closed because people can't pick up their trash and keep getting hurt.
That's
like, if you
exactly,
guys can't take care of yourselves, take out what you bring in.
This
like,
is
I'm not
why we can't
you
tell you guys things.
Right?
Because
like,
you're bringing 20 people from Brooklyn up and...
And we don't have, like, people hired to pick up the trash in our local parks.
No.
That's not what's going on. The point, like, if you trash it, it stays trash.
Exactly. And I think it makes me sad because, like, I want to be friends with all of them.
And they're all such good people.
They are. But I feel like our communities just, like, don't mesh well. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a sad stigma around it. But it's hard to like break the stigma. Also, I feel like everybody's a millennial who's coming. I don't feel like there's anybody.
But I also don't think it's like the implants that are causing that kind of ruckus. I think it's the tourists.
It's the yes, exactly. It's not the implants. It's the
tourists.
I
think the local population that were born and raised around here are angry
they don't
at
see
tourists,
the difference.
But see it.
Yeah,
exactly.
They don't see the difference.
Right? Like implants are just the same as tourists to them because it's like, oh, you're just going to leave like right after 9/11 after everything settled down in New York. You know, like because this is exactly what happened during 9/11. It's just like post-pandemic stuff.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I feel like I understand the defensiveness of the locals.
Yeah.
But I also feel like that goes back to the openness that we were talking to
exactly.
about earlier, where the implants are helping with the openness of the locals.
Exactly.
There is like an integration. It's just taking a lot longer than I expected.
It's so hard. And like, that's exactly what I've been thinking about a lot lately. I'm like, there's really no integration. Like, it just feels like every time I log on to like Facebook or look in the community board, like, it's everybody, like, fighting about...
Nonsense. Oh, my God. They had a couple different festivals at the Griffin House out in Panelville. And on the community board for Panelville, they were complaining about the noise. And it's like, it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
Guys.
Like, are we serious?
Guys.
Are we serious?
It does feel like Sleepy Town sometimes. But, like, I don't know. I feel stupid every time I say this, because I say this at work too, but like, I feel like lately we just like all need to come together and we need to like hold hands or something, like forcibly hold hands and like,
yeah,
and like just put all of the things aside.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it all aside.
No, for real. Like, your boundaries are important, but also maintaining an actual community space is important too.
Too
much of one or the other.
Exactly. Then. Like, if you want to be a part of the village, you have to be a villager.
Right? We're not trying to run an HOA here.
No.
Right?
Like, no.
But we're also trying to preserve and respect our local environment.
Not the HOA of Catskill.
Imagine. I would not like that board. No. I don't think I would enjoy that.
No moss.
Oh, no.
No wildflowers. That was a problem, I think, a while ago.
Really?
Yeah, I think somebody... Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay, well, we have spoken for the whole hour, which never happens. Why am I saying that? This is...
We can yap.
The hour show is a new thing, and we can definitely yap.
Congratulations for the hour, by the way.
Thank
That's
you.
That's amazing.
Yes. With this hour, Kay is going to have to bless us more often, because I love speaking to her all the time.
I will definitely be back. Anytime you need me, I'm here for it.
I just love analyzing our local art scene and how we can better uplift the community.
There's such a ripple effect that you and I tap into every single
time. I know.
I love how all over the map we get.
Like, did we barely discuss your art? Yes. But I did, you know, you can find her at ArtsyK, ArtsyKae, if you want to look at some of her stuff and all the cool stuff she has going on. And if you're in the city... You know, she was on that billboard. And that was pretty cool. But we are going to sign off now. Thank you so much, Kay.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a great time.
It's always a great time with you. It really is.
On Hometown Canvas, how can you not have a great time?
Hometown Canvas. goodbye, guys. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Down, hear the sound.
things.